Marlena Menezes finished her testimony today at the Tim Bosma murder trial after 3 days on the stand. We heard a very different side of her relationship with Mark Smitch today, in stark contrast to what we heard yesterday, that Smitch was abusive and hit her and called her names. Today we heard that their relationship was very loving, that Smitch was the first person who made her feel good about herself and had helped her escape a bad situation at home when they first started dating. He'd also helped her get over a drug problem she had and had encouraged her to go back to school, although she says he didn't ultimately seem to care. Della Millard, on the other hand, she says, gave her the creeps. She said Della Millard used to touch her butt, make sexual comments, and hit on her. He made her uncomfortable, but nevertheless, her and Smitch hung out with him at his hangar and at his house. She didn't like that, though. She wanted Smitch to stay away from him because she expressed concern she thought Millard was going to get him into trouble with his missions. Smitch needed the money, she says, and would tag along to these things for that reason. She thought that Millard was using him because he knew that. She had begged Smitch on May 6th, after he told her they were going to steal a truck, not to do it. She'd already told them she thought it was a stupid plan, that Millard had money, he didn't need to steal a truck. But then on May 7th, in the morning when they came to pick her up, they told her that their mission was successful, that they'd got their truck. Smitch's lawyer brought up that on May 22nd, when Smitch was arrested, he'd yelled out to her not to say anything, to keep quiet. But Dungy suggested that she didn't listen to him. She did tell police what she knew. And what she knew is what Smitch had told her, that Della Millard was the one who had murdered Tim Bosma. Tomorrow it's expected that Christina Nudga, Della Millard's girlfriend, is going to take the stand.